This is Pastor Emery with the last broadcast in my series answering the question, What is Mystery Babylon? Recent United States congressional polls and a few isolated newspaper articles have admitted that 65% to 95% of the U.S. citizens think the government is acting wrongly in most issues involving foreign policy, military defense, inflation, Social Security, crime, and so on. God Almighty said an anti-Christian entity called Mystery Babylon would rule all governments at the end of this age in opposition to the people. Is it possible that that alien antichrist power rules America? Listen to the conclusion of this Bible study. God willing, I will be concluding our rather extended Bible study on Mystery Babylon the Great on this broadcast. During this Bible study, I do pray we have all heeded Solomon's words in Proverbs 4, Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Scores of verses in the book of Proverbs admonish men to study God's Word, to seek out His counsel and wisdom. And in that wonderful letter on predestination in the New Testament, Paul writes to the faithful at Ephesus and tells them he is praying for them, verse 17, chapter 1, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. God is revealed in His Word, and His will and purposes upon the earth can be seen by the study of prophecy, by comparing Scripture with Scripture, as we have been doing as we studied chapters 15 through 18 in the book of Revelation. Turn with me again to the 18th chapter of Revelation. In the past weeks, we have seen that Mystery Babylon the Great is a great worldwide organization controlling the ruling governments of all of the nations, that she is Antichrist and anti-Christian, and in Revelation 18, as John describes her destruction, we see her power over the people is primarily economic. She controls the trade and finances of the world, plundering the people and robbing them of the fruits of their labor. As her rule upon the earth comes to an end, the rich men of the earth, who have been made rich by her system, will lament and mourn for her, because their wealth will disappear in her destruction. Verse 15 on through 19. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea, by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. From this we would see that much of Mystery Babylon's wealth came from the transfer of goods and services between nations, even between continents, because of the reference to ships here. I have a newspaper article about a speech made here in Phoenix about 3 months ago by a world trade expert, and here are a few of his conclusions in the newspaper article. Quote, Global corporations, huge transnational conglomerate organizations, controlled 70% of the world's private business in 1973, Mueller said. End of quote. As we have seen in this Bible study, the red beast upon which Mystery Babylon rides is red communism. In communist countries, all business is controlled by the government. If Mystery Babylon the Great is the multinational world economic and money power and conglomerate corporations, and the beast is red communism, then together they would control all but a tiny fraction of the financial and trade transactions of the world. The article goes on, quote, "The giant firms threaten the sovereignty of the nation state that they transcend by evading or influencing their powers to tax and to control their own money supplies," he told the audience, end of quote. Just recently, here in America, it has been revealed that these billionaire corporations pay hundreds of millions of dollars in bribes each year to men in the governments of other nations. It doesn't take much intelligence to see that they can actually buy effective control over those governments. One can only speculate how much control of even our own government has actually been purchased by men and multinational corporations with hundreds of millions of dollars at their disposal. The angel told John in chapter 17 that Mystery Babylon was that great city, or that great system, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. These billionaires and worldwide corporations do not need soldiers to conquer a nation. They can do it much easier by simply bribing a few hundred men in the government of that nation, and then they reign over the kings or the leaders of that nation. Our own nation may be being conquered much the same way, just as Mystery Babylon was to do. Since the vast majority of the citizens of that nation would know absolutely nothing about such bribery, they would not know their leaders were acting as the agents for the billionaire world corporation instead of for the people. How many millions would it take for an oil company to buy permission to raise its prices? Or how many billions would it take for communists to buy the votes of politicians or the decisions of high government officials, and on and on? Red Russia and Red China are spending many scores of billions of dollars each year on armament to eventually fight and conquer America. It would be only common logic to assume they would spend a few hundred millions, perhaps a few billions each year, to bribe U.S. government officials. Are men in such positions working for America or for red communism? What is the answer here? Well, God said through his angel to John that this scarlet woman and the scarlet beast reign or rule over the kings of the earth. If some of our dear Christian people would get out from under the delusion that this world dictatorship is all future, they would more easily see that world control is already here, even in our own nation. How else can one explain why the American people always come out second best in every transaction involving the communists? Are our officials and leaders fools, or are they under the control of Mystery Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and abominations of the earth? But praise God, her end is coming. And from the context here, it seems she will remain a mystery to most of the people until her destruction is finally complete. Then they will see just what she was. Revelation 18 continues the description of Babylon's end. Verse 20, "Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her." We who are Christians are to rejoice at her end, not sorrow that the present world system is passing away, but joyful that its wicked control and destructive influence is at an end. We have already been told in this same passage, she is the cause of the death of the Christian martyrs. In Revelation 17:6, it seems she has slain so many of the followers of Christ that John sees her in vision as drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. In Jeremiah 51, where we have been reading the parallel prophecy of the fall of Babylon, in verse 25, God calls her, "O destroying mountain, which destroyest all the earth." And I read in verse 49, As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Babylon is guilty of causing the death of the Israel people, and as she falls, it will be revealed that she is actually the cause of death of the people of the earth. In other words, this iniquitous and wicked system of secret rule over the nations and the governments of the nations is responsible for all wars and for the death of untold millions upon millions of the people of the earth in this last age. That is why we read in the last verse of Revelation 18, "And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth." It will be found, it will be disclosed, after her power is broken, that she was the cause of wars, of famines, and of pestilences upon the earth. I repeat again, as I have been forced to do so often during this Bible study, how could all of these scripture verses be fulfilled in a short 7-year reign of some future man called Antichrist? Obviously they cannot, but they are fulfilled in the secret, behind-the-scenes control of the nations which has existed in this age, and now at the end of this age is being made visible to the inhabitants of the earth. Mystery Babylon the Great and the wicked people who are her operatives are being revealed just prior to their destruction and the end of their wicked rule. Verse 20 and 21, "Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all." This last verse again shows the parallel with Jeremiah 51, verses 60 through 64. So Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that should come upon Babylon, even all these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Sariah, "When thou comest to Babylon, and shalt see, and shall read all these words, then shalt thou say, O Lord, thou hast spoken against this place to cut it off, that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it shall be desolate forever. And it shall be, when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it, and cast it into the middle of Euphrates. And thou shalt say, Thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her." The symbolism of the stone sunk in the river is identical in both prophecies. Mystery, Babylon the Great, shall be utterly and everlastingly destroyed from off the face of the earth. Revelation 18, verse 22. "And the voice of the harpers, and musicians, and of pipers, and trumpeters, shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee." None of the people, or the workers and producers of the earth, will ever work for the wicked of Babylon any more. Verse 23, "And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee." I believe this first part of verse 23 has reference to the Christian church coming out from under Babylon's control. If you have been listening to this entire series on Mystery Babylon, you will remember I did several broadcasts showing that the doctrine of the pre-tribulation rapture of the church is false, that it has no foundation in Scripture, and more than that, it is actually a doctrine which hides the present existence of Mystery Babylon from the Christian people. By getting the Christians to look for a future Antichrist, they do not see present Antichrist. By getting them all to desire to leave the earth and turn the earth over to Antichrist, they are taken from the field of battle. They do not oppose Antichrist, as they are ordered to do by God Almighty in the Bible. So today, in spite of themselves, many professing Christians are in Babylon, protecting her, propping her up, supporting her secret power over the people, and even siding in with her to urge the people to war against each other rather than against Mystery Babylon. But they will come out as Babylon falls, and they will not support her, but instead, I believe, will join with those of us who are exposing and fighting this most wicked of all the wicked dictatorships of the earth, the secret dictatorship of mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. The last half of verse 23, "For thy merchants were the great men of the earth." Yes, the multi-billionaire merchants of world trade and commerce are the great men of the earth, the most powerful, the ones who actually, secretly, behind the scenes, control nations and the governments of the nations. "For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." The word sorcery here in verse 23 is from the Greek word pharmakia, and it means drugs or anything which confuses or befuddles the mind. Lies, propaganda, mental conditioning, and even actual mind-affecting drugs all fit this, and the world is saturated with them today, and it will end only with the destruction of this Babylonian dictatorship system. "And in her was found the blood of prophets, and of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth." Yes, my Christian brethren, we are seeing the last days of Great Babylon. Her system seems to be getting stronger, but that is not really true, for her strength was in her secrecy. What is actually happening is she is no longer secret to millions of the people of the earth. She is being revealed in God's Word, and God is preparing her for destruction. This is the time spoken of by Jesus in Luke 21. "These be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled." Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 2, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." When the Antichrist crucified Jesus, they sealed their own doom, for his death bought our life, and his resurrection made him victor over Satan and Satan's children. And the last act of that glorious drama is about to be enacted upon the stage of the world. The time is soon coming when Jesus' words in Matthew 13 will be fulfilled. "The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." Who shall be gathered out? The church? The born-again believers? No, nonsense. The wicked will be gathered out. "Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." And that is enough on Mystery Babylon for now. If you have been given ears to hear, you have understood, for which we praise God. Until next week when I return, God willing, this is Pastor Emery saying goodbye. God bless you. Read your Bibles and pray for Christian America.